Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And our guests join us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Bleacher Report Magazine, the rise of the next Antetokounmpo. The 17-year-old Alex Antetokounmpo has dreams of NBA stardom, and his brother and mentor, reigning MVP Giannis, showing him the way through the thick and thin. The author of that is Miriam Fader. She joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Miriam, appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It was a really, really cool deep dive that you were able to do into a family, Miriam, that obviously in your studies you were able to see is very close to home and rather private, but they gave you a very, very nice exclusive in.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised. I didn't know if Giannis was going to be there. He's, you know, got so many things going on, but wanted to get them on the court, wanted to get them in their home. I wanted to see beyond what people know.
As Alex was going through this and he's being at Dominican and you were able to talk to his high school coach as well, what was the number one thing that you were able to pick up from him on the court, or at least that people are talking about him on the court as being that next breakout star?
Well, he can shoot and he likes to shoot. So his game is not just, you know, athleticism. I mean, he really has a European flair to him. He can do so many different things. I still think he has a ways to go as far as maximizing his potential, but they just feel like he has a really high ceiling.
Let's talk a little bit about everything else that goes along with this. We start talking about being guys that are coming from a lineage, right? Michael Jordan's kids and so forth. And you automatically have expectations when these guys walk into the gym. And I remember being at a pretty big tournament. Brandon Jennings had an Under Armour tournament here in Milwaukee when he played for the Bucks. And there were some national teams that came into playing against it. And one of the teams was from Illinois and had one of Michael Jordan's kids on it. And I'm telling you, every time that kid was on defense or had the ball, the opposing player was talking crap to him the entire time. And that is something that I think any one of Giannis's brothers that are coming up now that are younger, they're automatically going to have a target on their back probably as soon as they walk onto the court.
You're right. He does. You know, Alex has been a subject of that. Not when Giannis is in the house, but
of course
when he's not there. People do want to go at him. And I think it amazes me, to be honest, how mature Alex is given all the enormous pressure that's on him. I mean, imagine Giannis saying that you're going to be better than him. And you have to now play basketball after that.
Yeah, and as a brother, I mean, yeah, you want to hear him say that to you. Not sure I want to hear him say that to the world, throwing it out there, because it just makes the target a little bit bigger. But the other thing that goes along with this is, I mean, he's had the benefit of having lived here now for a little while versus Giannis, who came in knowing nothing about this country, having not been here and having to adjust. The adjustment period for him and knowing what he's getting himself into is a lot easier, I would think, than it was for, say, Giannis.
Definitely. And I think one of the things that I wished I could have had more in there, but I wasn't able to, was how Giannis feels about Alex having all the resources, going to the private schools, everything. You know, Giannis told me it's hard to stay motivated when you have everything. So, you know, the way that Alex is growing up and trying to make the NBA is very different than Giannis. And so I think that is why he drills work ethic and discipline into him all the time. He doesn't want him to lose that edge.
What about the educational standpoint of still having to get those good grades so you can go play college basketball and everything?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting with Alex. We don't know if he's necessarily going to play college basketball. There are so many other options for him that he's, you know, weighing considerably, such as the G League or overseas. And, you know, I think that a lot of college coaches kind of assume that he's going to go towards another route. Again, it's speculation. We don't know at this point. But I definitely think Alex's mind is on the draft right now.
Miriam Fader joins us from Bleacher Report here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Wendy's Big Show, talking about her article that's linked at 1057fmthefan.com on 17-year-old Alex Antetokounmpo, the younger brother of Giannis, now the youngest brother. And Miriam, there's always this when you have a superstar, and we've been talking about it as another local celebrity that we've seen grow up in front of our eyes. That was J.J. Watt, and everybody wanted to let you know while Derek Watt was playing at Wisconsin that, don't worry, the next brother is coming. The next brother is coming.
And it turned out to be TJ, and he turned out to be pretty good.
Being TJ Watt, and he was a Pro Bowler in his first year. But for the oldest brother, Thanasis, who's now a part of the Milwaukee Bucks, what did Alex or Giannis even mention about him being the leader of the family when you look at how they've been able to grow into a family together, especially after the loss of their father a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I mean, man, if I could have made this story 10,000 words, I would have, trust me. There is so much about Thanasis and all of them that could be their own pieces. And I think one of the biggest ones is they each consider each other a different type of killer. And, you know, Thanasis is the killer with a smile. He's the only one that will absolutely cut your heart out while, you know, showing all his teeth and smiling and being a silent assassin about it. So he's the friendliest of the group, but he is kind of the deadliest. So I think he taught Alex to compete. He taught Alex how to, you know, maximize your talent. It's not just about being able to dunk, but it's like the attitude with which you bring to the dunk.
You know, the other thing when we talk about him and how this all fits in is when you lose your father at a very young age. I can't imagine how tough that was for him. We know how tough, obviously, it was for Giannis. Obviously, he's not in the spotlight as much.
Yeah, it's so hard. I think one of the things Alex said was, this is something I will never get over. This is something that I'm going to be thinking about every day for the rest of my life. So, you know, grief doesn't really leave him. It just changes, you know, the volume of it, the tone of it. And I think he's still kind of in the middle of it. I think it's hard when you're growing up and trying to be a man and the very primary example you have of a man is gone. Now, he's lucky. He has these brothers that also are examples for him. But without his dad, you know, a part of him is just forever incomplete.
Miran, appreciate the time and really appreciate the article.
Thank you.
That's Miran Fader joining us from Bleacher Report on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. The bond between those four boys is something incredibly special. All four of them can end up in the NBA. Like, that was the coolest part about the story when I was reading it, when she was talking about Giannis and Alex walking her through the basement, and they have all these jerseys. They have all their NBA jerseys. Then there's one waiting, and that's where his is going to go.
It's nuts.
It's nuts. It's absolutely incredible when you think of the hard work that it takes to get there to then be able to have that culminate as one whole family. It's wild.
Yeah, it is. No doubt about it. What else is wild is working for Young Express.
Talk about a family.
Company we talk about so much. They're continuing to grow. They want you to be a part of their family. Are you looking for a new career? Would you like to be a part of a Christian-based family-run company? Company that's been in business over 27 years. I want a company that's been listed on Inc. magazine as one of America's fastest-growing companies 7 out of 8 years. Young Express, growing and growing some more. They're currently looking to add to their dispatch department and sales departments. You've heard me talk about what a great company it is. Now go apply online at youngexpress.com. JUNGExpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Let's talk about the sales positions that they have open and some of the things they're looking for. High degree of integrity, energetic, friendly personality, reliable transportation, high school diploma or equivalent. Excellent written, oral, and face-to-face communication skills are essential. Closing and follow-up skills are a must. Always struggle with the close. What can you expect from Young Express? 40-hour work week, salary plus commissions, bonuses, and contests. Generous mileage reimbursement, expense account, health insurance, 401k. Company that cares about you as an individual. Cell phone, tablet, and all sales and promotional materials provided by Young Express. In a fun and exciting environment and a chance to grow. That's always a big thing for me. Apply for the position right now that fits your passion, whether it's dispatch or sales, at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. JUNGExpress.com. Young Express, success drives them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.